Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another wonderful episode of Fantasy Football Noise. We're up to game week 24, and with me, as always, is the effervescent Steve Baker.
Hello, John.
And the Greek mixed origin, Wayne Mitchell.
Hello there. I see Baker gets effervescent and I get a reference mixed to origin. My ethnicity.
I would have said hunk of Mediterranean meat.
That's very kind of you.
Would you prefer that?
I do prefer that. I do like Stuart Harrington once saw a photo of me on holiday and said I looked like a piece of carved teak. I quite like that too.
I'm just trying to remember that, Steve. We're referring to him in future.
In all seriousness, for our listeners, you are going through a genuine DNA profile.
There is a reason for our banter.
Not because I'm trying to find my parentage or anything like that. It's I'm doing one of these gifts that I got, living DNA, where you take a swab from your mouth and they plot backwards where you've come from. And I'm quite, for those that haven't seen any pictures of me on our Twitter profile, when I get in the sun, I'm very, very dark. So I think I've got a bit of North African in me there somewhere, something
it's
like
nonsense.
That. Maybe Italian, Spanish, Greek, I don't know.
Well, your mum did.
Don't be rude. I think you've overstepped the mark.
As you know, Mitch, I am going Spain, as you know, but with a strong second favourite of Gypsy.
I think Gypsy was the firm favourite when it was discussed on Facebook, wasn't it?
Yeah,
references.
I don't think we're going to find that I'm from fine stock by any stretch of the imagination. My sister does a little bit of genealogy, and all she's found is that our entire family history is that we're agricultural labourers. So, yeah, I don't think I'm coming from Egyptian pharaoh's stock or anything like that.
When are the results due, Mitch? Game week in fantasy terms?
It's going to be somewhere towards the end of the season, I would have thought. So, yeah,
really?
I would say game week, where are we now? 20, coming into 25, so yeah, you're going to have to wait until probably game week 36, I think. The analysis is done in America.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, you know it's all bona fide and trustworthy.
Absolutely, yeah. There ain't no fake news about my DNA coming from America.
Stone cold fact.
Yep.
Great. All right, cool. Well, we'll have to wait with bated breath for that then. But yeah. In the meantime, should we talk about Game Week 24?
Well, let's talk about it. Should we start at the Liberty? Shall we start with the bets of the week?
I hadn't planned on starting there.
I'm just ripping up the script here, Jay.
Yeah, depends how long we want this episode to be. I guess you could talk about this for some 30 minutes on its own, Baco, couldn't you?
Well, I have to say, it's the first game in about eight that I haven't watched in full. And actually, I'm glad I didn't watch it because, A, I'm clearly not that much of a lucky charm, but the last 10 minutes, which I have subsequently watched, were extremely nerve-wracking from a Swansea perspective. But what a victory.
Yeah.
What a victory.
You did a great job on us.
Yeah. Did you see King Carlos's analogy after the game in his post-match interview?
I did. It was brilliant. Yeah, it was
so
very
good.
The Formula One car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Even a Formula One car doesn't perform well at 4 p.m. in London traffic.
In heavy traffic, does it?
Like it. Very good. Especially for someone whose English isn't the first language.
He loves an analogy. King Carlos fucking loves an analogy.
Yeah, he was brilliant. No, I thought your whole team defended very well. Obviously, his game plan was to sit incredibly deep. Mawson was probably the star of the show.
Yeah,
apart,
apart from
his goal and his block at the absolute death. But no, he did really, really well. And Fabianski, we were talking about it earlier on today, weren't we, on text. It was, he didn't have loads of saves to make. I think we only managed four shots on target, and they weren't particularly tricky ones. But he was just so proactive. He just dominated his box, and he just commanded it completely, came out at the right times. And dare I say it, we missed the little Brazilian, didn't we? Couldn't find a way through.
I think so.
Yeah.
So you had, Baker, two of your defenders, Mawson and Fernandez, were in the team of the week this week in the FPL.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How many points did they net? I haven't seen that.
26 between them.
Yeah, really? 14
Mawson
and 12,
15.
I think.
No, Mawson 15, Fernandez 11.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah, fantastic performances from them both. Good to have Fernandez back, so he's been out a couple of weeks. Van der Hoorn's been deputising for him. But we played five at the back, so Van der Hoorn started. And IU's playing well up front. Did he see little Jordan?
He did, yeah.
And we're in the market for Andre, his brother, which will be great to reunite them.
Nice.
Have them both at the Liberty at the same time. Fantastic. So things are looking great. And what is it? 6 points between the bottom 12?
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It really is ridiculously close.
And another £10 from EJ.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, should we review the betting situation? Because I think there were a total of three bets last week.
Three bets.
So I made one with Stuart, which was I had Everton, he had West Brom in the draw. So Stuart wins that one.
So he won that one. You and I made the, obviously, the Swansea-Liverpool one. They had to win by two clear goals. So that didn't happen. So that's £10 to you for that one from me. And Wayne and I?
I bet on a heavy win, West Ham. Yeah,
Claimed that West Ham were going to roll over Bournemouth?
Yep. Did they fuck?
No,
sir.
So that's tenner for me. So can you make a note of all these, please?
Yeah, that'll be another series of bets that our intern will need to document for us at the end of the season.
Yes, indeed. Good. Any applications for that job yet?
Listen through to some 24 game weeks of material to get all the bets.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that complicated.
There hasn't been an application as such. Stairsy did make a loose inquiry and he asked me for the role profile, which I haven't yet written, so I was unable to secure a full and formal application. But if I do get around to a role profile, then maybe.
Payment purely made in ceramic form.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And if there are any listeners who wish to understand more about the role, they can contact us on Twitter at @fantasy_noise.
Very good, yeah. Seamless. Where you will also find the code if you wanted to join our mini league, which lots of people have been doing. The numbers are swelling. And a quick update on that, Mitch, would you like to?
Yes, I would. We're now at 615 followers on Twitter. And nice. In our benevolence, we are awarding every 100th new follower, we'll get one of the exclusive Fantasy Football Noise mugs. And we will also select at random from the 100 new followers another mug awardee. So if you just get on to @fantasy_noise and follow us and engage with us, preferably, you might be in with a chance of a mug. I've sent out three today, actually.
There's one for manager of the month as well, of course.
There is.
Well, manager of the month is hotting up for January, let me tell you. So we've got one game week left, week 25, and now we've got Fritzl Palace at the top.
Ineligible.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, she's only just joined, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yes, Lois Saunders, very welcome to the league. But yes, she's not eligible for January's Manager of the Month, I'm afraid.
So it's down to Paul Gabb.
Gabb and Stairsy going to battle it out, I think, at the top of this month.
Tight. I had a worry about Paul Gabb.
Go on, then.
Isn't that the real name of Gary Glitter?
I think
because that's
is.
The last person we want in our mini league.
Do you think is he dead or is he in jail?
We're going to have to look that up.
Assume he's in Thailand.
Team name is On the Beach as well.
Yeah. I mean, no offence, Gazza, but we're looking for slightly more wholesome league participants.
Let me type in Gary Glitter, real name. It's Paul Gadd.
Paul Gadd.
Paul Gabb, you're off the hook. You're welcome to join our league. Welcome.
For legal reasons, I'd just like to point out that Paul Gabb is a fine individual. He scores extremely well at FPL and is welcome to our league.
Not a paedophile rocker?
No.
For the avoidance of doubt.
Yeah. Just to be completely clear. So, other news regarding the mini-league is that we've had quite a few more people join.
I know where this is going.
Wayne Mitchell, where does that leave you, mate?
Well, let's have a look. Are you on page one?
I've only just taken a look, and I'd say my position is precarious at best.
I'd go perilous, yeah.
I am in 50th place, and it's 50 teams per page.
Yeah.
I am shortly about to make it to page two.
Your name is about 4 centimetres from the next button. I did enjoy the gif that Stairsy sent you of the bloke desperately trying not to be swallowed up by a black hole. That's quite good.
I'll retweet it for our listeners to see.
If anyone hasn't seen it, that's worth a look. It's the embodiment of you at the moment.
But still, 54 points in a tight, shitty game week is still above average. So not a bad performance, Mitch. What went well?
So I made a few changes. I brought Kane back in and captained him.
Nice.
So that got me 16, I think it was, in the end. Mm-hmm. Disappointingly, I transferred out Hazard because of his sketchy form over the last few weeks. But I replaced him with Kane, so it kind of was net positive-ish, I think. What else did I do? I brought in Arnautovic and got rid of Rooney. Okay. Yeah, so I'm kind of agglomerating a few game weeks here. So, yeah, I've made a few changes. I've got Ayew in the side as well. So up front, Ayew, Vardy, Kane. And in the middle, who have I got? De Bruyne.
So it sounds like you've taken a hit this week.
No, I think I've done this over a few game weeks. So I'm kind of misremembering myself. No, I don't think I took a hit.
You're lying to me. I'm looking at your page. I can see a little brackets. Transfers 3, brackets minus 8 points.
Well, there you go then.
Don't tell fucking lies.
Do you actually forget, or were you trying to lie?
No, I did forget.
Are you that disinterested?
Really? You could only have made these transfers less than a week ago.
Yeah, but it's not top of my list of things to remember. Once it's done, I'm generally the kind of person, once something's done, it's out of my brain because it's done. There's no need to be thinking about it the whole time. I guess unless you are the co-star of a podcast about said subject, you probably should.
And it's hardly a fucking left field question, is it? Oh, Mitch, how did you get on this week?
Oh, that's a surprise. I didn't know you were going to ask me that one.
Fucking ask you every week, penis.
You could have warned me, Baco.
Come on, a heads up, mate.
Play fair.
Dropping me right in the shit, asking me a question like that live on air.
I tell you what, though, annoyingly, Arnautovic has now got a fucking hamstring injury to join his mate Lanzini.
Yes,
that's good. West Ham are going to feel that, aren't they?
I think so.
I'll tell you who else is going to feel that.
Mm-hmm. Who?
The 30,000 people that transferred him in too early.
Yeah, they don't listen to the show, do they?
No, they do not. No, sir.
Especially with all these cup games coming up, eh, Mitch?
I was thinking exactly that.
Quite sure you were.
You know which cups? You don't, do you?
Carabao?
Very good.
Very good, yeah.
FA?
Which teams remain in the Carabao Cup?
Or tell me which stage we're at. Are we at the semi-final stage?
Yeah.
We are. You're looking for 4.
I actually genuinely don't know. So
take a guess.
Do I?
3 Premier League, 1 from the Championship, mate.
Quickly.
Okay, Bristol City.
What?
Very good.
You've just cheated.
No, I haven't cheated. I think I read about that somewhere because they beat someone good, didn't they, at home?
They did.
I can't remember who it was, but I'm sure I read about it. And then Premier League, I think Man United are out. I'll go for Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool.
Oof, 3 out of 4 is not bad for pure guessing.
Who was the one that's not?
Arsenal are the other team, not Liverpool.
Right.
So it's Bristol City, Man City, Arsenal, Chelsea.
Who did Bristol City beat? Did they beat Man United?
So I've just checked it. They beat Stoke City, Mitch, and they beat Palace and United. And
very
tonight
good.
They're in the second leg against City. And obviously you've got the fourth round of the FA Cup on Saturday and Sunday, so most teams involved in that as well.
I did enjoy a tweet that I saw today from Yeovil Town welcoming Alexis Sanchez to his first game for Man United away at Yeovil with a picture of their lousy dressing room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the biggest wonderful dressing room in League Two or something,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your game week 24, Beko?
Oh, game week 24 was all about the 3 points at the Liberty for me. I had an absolute disaster, my worst game week of the
season. Excellent. Tell me all about it.
I am Aguero and Hazard-less, Captain Kane, but apart from Arnautovic with his assist, no one else in my team scored above 3 points.
Making a grand total for you of?
36, including Christensen for the second time in four game weeks being substituted after 57 fucking minutes with a clean sheet.
David Luiz is back now, isn't he?
He came on for Christensen, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Gutted. How did you get on, Jay? Are you our winner?
I think I have nicked it, but not a barnstorming week by any means, but 58 points, so just above the global average, but most importantly, above you two, so I shall notch another one on the head-to-head. Where does that take us to? I've lost track.
I've actually genuinely got a list. We don't need an intern to do this.
Okay, good.
We are at 11 for me, 9 for you, 5 for Mitch. Taking us to 24.
So that ambiguous one that you've given yourself when you and Stuart and I were not sure definitely was yours?
Well, I've redone it today, to be perfectly honest with you.
So have you?
Started from scratch.
Christ, okay, great.
Yeah,
good on you.
I've got a whole note of all the game weeks.
Sorry, Baker, yeah. Just to be clear, you work in the finance sector.
Correct.
11, 9, 5 is not 24.
Cock.
Classic. Brilliant.
Oh, so it's we'll 25, call it, we'll
call it,
isn't
we'll
it?
Call it 10, 9, 5 then, yeah?
So,
well, carry on talking.
You go back to the tapes, you have a look at the record. So, anyway, okay, John, who scored well for you, mate?
Yeah, so I took a hit this week, made two transfers, realised I couldn't be without Kane for any longer. So I got rid of Rooney for him and swapped KDB for Mahrez. And I thought, overall, that probably is an upgrade at the moment because Mahrez is scoring really well, comparable to KDB for the most part. So and obviously Kane from Rooney's an upgrade. So, yeah, happy with that.
Yep.
Captain Kane, he got me 16.
Yeah, Mahrez looked very tidy on the weekend. Took his goal extremely well. Did you see it? A nice tight angle, bit of an individual run. Yeah, very good.
Lovely. Back on tip-top form, isn't he?
He's in a great run at the moment. And Alonso delivered. Maguire got me 8. So, yeah, not too bad all round.
Yeah, solid defensive performance.
I've just reconciled, and I can reveal it is, in fact, 10-9-5 to me.
Oh, lovely. I didn't expect it to go that way. Great.
Absolutely devastated.
Is there a season-long wager on the head-to-head? There really should be. Should have been.
I mean, clearly I'm going to say yes, there was.
Me
given
too.
Given my current position.
Me too. Therefore,
I don't,
majority
I'm not
rules,
sure there
right?
was. I'm not sure there was.
Pop that on the list for the intern,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, fine.
Now, to be honest with you, I don't think there was, and we're not likely to get Mitch to sign up to it now. So
No, sir.
Maybe for future seasons there should be some cash involved, or maybe a little trophy.
So this weekend was very much about partnerships, wasn't it? So you've already mentioned Mawson and Fernandes in the team of the week. You've also got Moses and Willian.
And Moses
we'll come
was
on to.
The player of the week.
Was he?
He was.
Absolutely
right.
Delightful finish for the fourth for Chelsea.
I thought you had him in for a while, didn't you?
No, in draft. So we'll come on to that
draft,
shortly.
Yeah, okay.
And then I was slagging off Arsenal's back four last week, but Monreal and Koscielny were back and both in the team of the week.
Yeah.
After 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, they were 4-0 up on 21 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
So that's where your joy lied this week, as well as Hazard and Aguero, of course. Lots of people with Aguero back in, captaining. Didn't fancy Kane down at Southampton.
Why?
Hazard
was wonderful again, wasn't he? Looked irresistible.
Hazard
was
amazing.
Did you see that goal? That's got to be a contender for goal of the season, that one.
Yeah.
Those two
Willian's goal?
Yeah. Batshuayi. Hazard, wonderful. So good.
I thought there were four absolutely corking goals this weekend. So cool. in the Arsenal game, Lacazette.
Hang on a minute. Who told you this, Mitch?
No one. I watched it.
Watched the football? Brilliant.
Yeah, I did. I even made some notes as I watched it as well, because I'm the co-star of a podcast. Yeah.
Take a bow, son.
Yeah, thanks. Lacazette's the fourth for Arsenal.
Yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's like seven touches within the space of 10 seconds and shot to the far side of the goal. Brilliant, really good.
It was all about Ozil, that goal, wasn't it? It was lovely.
Yeah, Willian's second for Chelsea. I just thought it was dreamy.
Yeah.
Man City's third, where Sane kind of dribbled it and did a few little tricks in the box, passed it to Aguero. I enjoyed that one. Nice. And, you know, one of the ones that I thought was the, or maybe even the goal of the day for me, or the goal of the weekend, was Jacob Murphy for Newcastle against Man City.
I saw that one.
So I think it was more or less on the halfway line. Kieran Clarke knocked it diagonally long, and then Jacob Murphy just chipped it over the keeper, just over Edison. It was
lovely,
a good one. Yeah, go back and watch it, Jay.
I shall. I actually watched that game. I had to go out of the room for about 10 minutes. I came back in and missed two goals. Yeah.
I went to a Chelsea game many years ago, Jay, and I was fortunate enough to sit in one of the exclusive director's areas with a friend's father, and I was sat just a row in front of David Meller, and I went out to have a wee and came back, and I'd missed a goal from, I think it was Ida Goodjohnson at the time, and David Meller told me, next time, piss in your pocket.
Wow.
He actually said that.
Unpleasant man. Yeah, I did, yeah.
Brilliant. Lord.
You being in an executive box has reminded me that you've actually presented a recognised football trophy.
Yes. I have, yeah.
Tell the listeners about that, Rachel.
So when would it have been? I think it was 2013. And through my...
Dean Court?
No, not Dean Court. No, Wembley.
Was it?
No, Wembley. It? I handed actually, out Wembley, the League One playoff trophy to Yeovil Town. So,
quite an honour.
Yeah. Well, it was. I was treated like, I was literally treated like royalty. I was the guest of honour for the day, hosted by Greg Clark, who was chairman of the Football League, now the chairman of the FA, and got to go out on the pitch and shake hands with all the players, including former Bournemouth player James Hayter. It was Brentford v Yeovil, yeah, and I got to hand out the trophy at the end as well. Sat in whatever, you know, whatever it is, the Queen's seat. So the week after, Angela Merkel was sat in my seat. So,
my seat,
yeah, doing something to do with the Champions League or an international or something. Yeah, it was wonderful.
They got Wayne Mitchell written on the back of it.
Yeah, yeah. On loan from.
Did a little speech in the director's. Hospitality lounge beforehand, so yeah, 400 people or something. Little speech to them.
Crack any funnies?
No, I thought it was quite. No, I wasn't required to crack funnies. I just kept it brief and serious.
Dry. Dry.
Yeah.
You didn't go down the route of Marky's seasons gag, no.
I predict that Southampton have got. Three more seasons in the Premier League. Autumn, winter and spring.
I think that would have gone down very well.
Yeah, that was very good. So I'll maybe post a picture on Twitter so people can see the evidence of me handing the trophy over. Yeah,
that would be wonderful.
And killing two birds with one stone. They'll also be able to see your swarthy gypsy looks.
They will, yeah. Yeah, and it was... Yeah, late spring, so I had a bit of colour in my cheeks. Will have been on my Easter holiday to somewhere exotic, no doubt.
As is my wont.
Yeah.
Throwing my packing money around. Okay, well, we're going to do a shorter show this week because we're going to do a special preview show after the Cup games to review any injuries and form updates. So we'll do that in the next show. So therefore, we better do a half-time teaser right now, I think, before we move on. Either of you got anything lined up? Because I'd like to be involved in the answering, if that's all right, for once.
Can I go this week? I've got a good one. I like it.
You got one lined up?
Yeah.
Let's have it.
Okay, in the current season, there have been 10 English managers in the Premier League. Can you name the 10?
10?
Mm-hmm.
Have there?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, fellas, I'll leave it with you.
Great, thank you.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. Before we get on to talk about Draft Fantasy briefly, just worth mentioning that we would love to get back up the iTunes podcast chart. Earlier in the series, we routinely begged for your five-star ratings and your reviews. We stopped doing that because we sort of thought, wow, it's a little bit boring, people don't want to be pestered, but it really is important to us. To be in that top 100 chart is critical, really. We'd love to get back in there. So if you could, if you've enjoyed even a minute of this show over the last couple of months, much more if you're a regular follower, give us a 5-star rating, please. Could be just a couple of words, and we only need about half a dozen or 10, I think, and we'll be straight back up there. It's remarkable how quickly it takes effect. So that's my little speech over. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, John.
Thanks. Hey, thanks, guys. And of course, just share, spread the word. But yes, let's quickly talk about draft, shall we? How have we all fared in draft this week? It was an interesting week, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a cracking week. So this is the other game we play. It's a draftfantasy.co.uk. For our listeners' benefit, who haven't been keeping up to date with Draft Fantasy, we have our own 7-person draft, and it's been very exciting with John leading recently, and now we can throw a blanket over the top four after my 70 points this week.
Yeah, 80.
Woo. Yeah, sorry, 80.
80 you finished on, yeah.
Yeah.
I think at the end of play on Saturday, you'd caught up from being fourth.
Yeah.
And I think all four of us were within about half a dozen points.
Rudiger, Moses, Willian, flying.
I had some auto sub points, albeit not many, but I've ended up on 36 for the week, which is a dreadful score.
Same as I've got in fantasy.
Yeah, so I'm on 761, Dan Solon on 758, you on 748, and Emerson on 740. So top four now within 20 points. So it's, yeah, nice and close.
That's brilliant. I had a quick look at your transfers, mate. You've made 7 in the last 2 weeks. What's that about, mate?
I'll tell you exactly what it's about. It's about looking at the fixtures. It's about looking at the fixtures. It's all about the opposition, because it's not like the FPL game where you're picking a player based on longevity and you want them in your side. Are they going to do well, you know, across all opponents? You can chop and change every week. So even if you've got Newcastle at home to Stoke, you could bring in one of their midfielders or whatever. You know, it's going to pick you up points. And that's what I've been doing all season. And it's been working out quite well.
Very nice. I do like the notifications when someone drops someone and you think, oh, lovely, I'll have him.
Yeah. Well, I brought in Luke Shaw as well because he'd started the last three and got clean sheets in all of them and didn't play, unfortunately. Likewise, Danilo, I brought him in because their back line's a bit depleted, and he started someone I'd never heard of, who actually had a really good game. What was his name? The Russian lad or Ukrainian lad?
Don't know.
He looked very good. So yeah, I, as I said last episode, I have a little tinker with my fringe players. So,
Mitch, have you even looked at Draft Fantasy in the last 2 months?
I absolutely definitely have, yeah. And I scored quite well this week. I got 70 points, thanks very much.
You did? How did you amass 70?
Monreal as your third sub, I see.
He was, yeah. That was a bit of bench fuckery.
16
that,
points.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced that Monreal was going to actually play. So, yeah, I left him on my bench. He was still marked as red, and his date was showing for a return, so left in there, yes, 16 fucking points. So that's a shame, but I still got 70.
I can't let that slide. You had Ake and Wilson ahead of him on your bench.
Yeah, that
Bournemouth
that
were
was
away.
Basics. That
Bournemouth
was
were away at, you know, we talked about last week, the form team. And you yourself said you thought West Ham were going to turn Bournemouth over.
Yeah.
And I quote. And you had Monreal, who were at home to...
Who do they play? Palace?
Free-scoring Crystal Palace. And he's your third star.
Yeah,
what
no,
are you
no,
doing?
I didn't think he was even going to play. He was still marked as red on Draft Fantasy. So, yeah,
he's still
I just
marked
he wasn't
as red on Draft Fantasy. I'm looking at him now.
You had Jordan Ayew.
Well, he got injured again, didn't he? On that's what he came off after 33 minutes, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a big mistake, mate, I've got to say.
I don't think it was a mistake. I went with the information I had at the time.
He scored 16 points in 34 minutes. That's Salah-esque.
Yeah.
Certainly is. Yeah. And we've set a date for our Champions League draft.
What are we doing that?
Monday the 5th.
Lovely. Can't wait.
I am excited for that.
I make no secret of the fact that that was previously the most exciting 30 minutes of my season to date.
A number of times.
So much fun.
Highlight the last 5 years for Baker.
It was like a non-consequential adrenaline rush, wasn't it? That you're just desperate to get the right players in under significant time pressure. And yeah, it's great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think when I looked at what you set up this time, John, how long do we get to select each player?
I've changed it to 90 seconds because...
That's a long time, that. I think
you were the one that
long.
Suffered the pressure the most. That disadvantages us.
Yeah. Honestly,
well, the reason I thought that was because we're not going to be anywhere near familiar with anyone outside of the
that's
stars.
The beauty
of
it. Do your research.
I thought a little more time would be advantageous.
No, go for 30 seconds. It's much more fun.
By the way, that is the max, by the way. As soon as you've made your choice, you can just press the button and it moves on. It's not 90 seconds every time.
Yeah.
I know, but I just know what you're like. You fucking dither at the best of times.
Oh,
maybe I'll change it to 60. Meet you in the middle.
Okay.
45?
Let's do 60. 45.
No, the settings were, the options were 30, 60 or 90. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Mitch, did we have any questions on Twitter this week?
We did, actually. We had a couple of questions, which I thought were quite good ones from our dear friend Stuart Harrington and our abortive guest from last week.
Hmm.
A couple of them leading off the Swansea-Liverpool game. So let's weigh in with the first one, if we may, which I quite like. This is for you, John. Would you have taken the option of Coutinho staying and Klopp leaving? Personally, I think he's an overrated clown of a manager, only marginally more talented than your narrow-sighted Workshy scouting network. he's a Saints fan for any listeners that need reminding. So I'd say he's slightly bitter about the work-shy, narrow-sighted scouting network, wouldn't you?
And the fact that their best players now play for us. Yeah, I completely concur with his assessment of our scouting network. But I like Klopp. I like Klopp. And I wish we hadn't lost Coutinho. But it's a difficult question to answer, isn't it, really? Because obviously you always want to keep your best players. But I like the way the direction the club's going. I wish he would have addressed the defence and goalkeeping needs in the summer rather than now, because anyone could have told him that we needed lots of reinforcements at the time. But no, I'm happy enough as we are. I'm happy enough as we are. So, no.
Okay, fine.
Thanks
Move
for the
on.
Three
Next.
Points as well.
Baco, one for you, I guess, following the same game. If you were forced to sell Mawson or Fabianski in the January transfer window, which one would you sell and why?
Fabianski all day long. Mawson has got much more value in the transfer market as he gets better and matures. He's a fantastic player and you can pick up a decent keeper quite reasonably.
Okay.
Could we buy him off you, please?
You're more than welcome. We'll swap him for Salah.
No, I said buy him. I've got a question as well, which came in on email, which for anyone that hasn't got it is fantasyfootballnoise@gmail.com. This was from a long-time listener, Andrew Bracey. And he says, hello, chaps, loving your work.
Hello, mate.
I have a question or discussion point. Do you think it's time for FPL to review the £100 million squad budget based on the ridiculous transfer fees that Premier League teams are paying now? My case in point is that Tosin, who was just signed for Everton, is a player who would probably cost a transfer fee of 10 mil a couple of years ago and be valued around the 5 mil mark in FPL, has come straight in at 7.5 mil, which feels pretty steep. Cheers.
So I agree that Tosin is overpriced at 7.5 mil, and that probably is reflected by his percentage ownership. But I think 100 million is a nice round number. I think it makes the maths slightly easier for people.
Yeah, and I tell you why I think they've stuck with it like that is because season on season, you've got a reference point. So yeah, if they I think they reorder it, don't they, every year. So the people who score the top, and it's basically ranked all the way down. So your Sanchez's and your Mahrez's from previous years would have seen a sharp spike in their value.
But look at it this way. I've just got up the list of players ordered by value. So Tosin, who I must say I haven't the foggiest idea who he is, apart from I know he's moved to Everton from Beşiktaş, I think, wasn't it? So
as much as anyone else, I think, on that one.
Well, yeah. So there you go. So here's the other players that are near or around him. So Batshuayi, 8.1 million. Sturridge, 7.9. Defoe, 7.6, Benteke, 7.6, Rashford, 7.6. Then you've got Tosin at 0.5, Rooney, 7.4, Llorente, Welbeck. So actually, it's not as though he's appearing in a string of stars in that list, is he? Rashford's played quite well this season. Maybe he's slightly undervalued at 7.6, but the others, none of the others that I've just named, have done anything, really. So he's kind of in much of a muchness with them.
You're right, Mitch. Talking sense.
Did you say Rashford's played quite well? I think he's having a pretty dire year, isn't he?
73 points. It's okay, I suppose. He's not starting every game, is he? That's not a bad return. As compared to...
I wouldn't be buying him, that's for sure.
No, he's not a bad reserve, I guess, is he?
Third striker? Yeah. Might be pricey for a third striker.
Exactly. He's too pricey for a third striker. And would you honestly have him as your second striker and play him?
No.
So there you go. Overpriced.
There we go. Any more questions? This is good.
Yep. I've got another question from Twitter. This is from someone called Harry Kumaru. And his question, I think this is probably directed at you, Baco, following last night's game.
Okay.
He says, do you think it would be more interesting if you gained lost points based on the number of league positions between the two teams? So, for example, a team in, say, fourth would have a certain number of points deducted if they were to lose to a team that was bottom.
I think I think that plays at perhaps the specialist 1% of football fans who could be able to do the maths behind that. Most football fans are simple creatures, and therefore 3 points for a win was such a dramatic change when it came in the late 80s that I think football should be left alone for the next 25 years.
I wonder, I mean, I don't think it would ever come in. It's an interesting thought. What about if there was a separate cumulative score that ran? So let's say on a day when Liverpool lose to Swansea and Liverpool are in third or fourth, wherever we were, Swansea are bottom, we might lose points. So we might, do you know what I mean? It could be like a barometer that goes up and down. So Swansea gain points, and if they reach a certain threshold, maybe they could gain a point in the league. That would be easy.
A bonus point.
You're working towards a bonus point, right?
Yeah, bonus points are not unfamiliar process in lots of sports leagues, are they?
That could work.
Yeah.
Are you reading that, John?
No, I just thought of it as Wayne said it, but if you do it...
It's brilliant.
Thanks. Yeah, so if Swansea did that, so that might be worth 5 points to them yesterday or whatever.
Sure.
And that would be, it would have to be staggered according to the lofty heights of the team they beat. And likewise, Liverpool would lose their tally and the bonus point. They'd be further away from it.
Very nice. I think that's got legs.
Send it off to the Premier League.
Yeah. Obviously. I think it's genius.
Bit of fun.
Bonus points in rugby genius work a treat.
How do they work in rugby, Baco?
So if you lose by less than 7 points, you get a bonus point. If you lose and get 4 tries, you get another bonus point. And if you win by scoring 4 tries or more, you get a bonus point. Those are the 3 ways that you can earn cool. them in rugby.
Yeah.
And they actually count football... towards the regular season. They go on your actual points.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're right, I don't think football will go for it. But actually, from an entertainment perspective, if you're incentivising sides to score 3 goals or more with a bonus point, you'd certainly see a different kind of game, I think, wouldn't you? And especially when games look dead. So like the Arsenal-Crystal Palace game after 21 minutes, if you got bonus points for the amount of goals that you scored beyond 4 or something, the game would keep going, yeah. Rather, it looked as though it was kind of pretty much killed off after that, really.
There we go. I actually watched a rugby game on Saturday afternoon here in Scotland where that scenario played out. So it was second versus bottom in the league, and it was pretty much all over as a contest after 20 minutes. And then for the rest of the game, the side that was bottom, desperate for one bonus point, tried to score 4 tries, and they got camped in the second place team's half for the last 15 minutes and just went crazy mental when they got the 4th try. It was brilliant to watch.
Wow. Nice. Brave fuckers, aren't they, playing rugby in Scotland at this time of year?
Absolutely, it makes men of them.
Christ. Shall we get those trivia answers, please, Steve?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, mate.
Should we take it in turns to shoot?
Go for it. You want to go first, Mitch?
Yes, I do, please. Sam Allardyce.
Correct. John?
Eddie Howe.
Correct. Mitch?
Tony Pulis.
He's Welsh, I think.
Is he? Okay. Damn, cross him out. Go on then, John.
Dyche.
Correct. Mitch?
The one whose name I can't remember that took over at Leicester after whoever it was got sacked. Steve someone.
Mm-mm.
Help
it's a
me
really
out.
Famous English name.
Dave.
Didn't Mark make something like some sort of bard joke, raising the bard or something?
Craig Shakespeare.
Correct.
Yeah.
John?
Hodgson?
Yes.
How many are we up to, mate?
You're up to 5. You've got Allardyce, Howe, Dyche, Shakespeare, and Hodgson.
Gets tricky now, doesn't it?
Yeah. You've got another current one that you've not.
Oh yeah,
you've not
picked up. Pardew.
Yes, correct. Okay, the others I think are all interim managers.
Are they?
Yeah.
You might have to help us out in the interest of time. Mate.
Everton interim manager.
Oh, that fat lad.
Correct. Oh yes.
Dave Watson.
No.
Begins
with a U.
Come on, Mitch, you can do this.
Unsworth. Dave Unsworth.
You got it.
Correct. Swansea City have two.
Two of them?
Yep. One is a club legend. Come on, you'll get him.
Oh,
Leon Britton.
Yeah.
Yes. And he took over from, after 351 days in charge and keeping us up last season.
Paul Clement?
Yes.
Question mark?
Paul Clement? I do lose track, I tell you.
I tell you, time flies, doesn't it? And there's one more. West Brom, interim manager between Pulis and Pardew.
Bloody
Ginger.
Hell.
Used to play for West Brom.
I can't even name 3 West Brom players now. Let alone somebody who used
to. Hegazi.
Yeah.
You always mention.
And Rondon.
Yeah.
What's the fucking problem with Rondon, by the way? Why is he playing like Pelé at Everton this week? What's that
he
about?
He played really well, didn't he? It was amazing.
He did that last season against us, scored a hat trick against the Swans at the Hawthorns. Untouchable.
He tends to do it for one game a season, which gives him a contract extension, and then you don't see any more evidence of it.
Shall I put you out of your misery, lads?
Go on.
You're going to have to.
Gary Megson.
Was it?
Yes.
I have heard of him.
Because he's assistant manager, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or was, yeah. Ugh. Oh, well, there you go.
A serious point for a moment. You see that the hideous injury to McCarthy? Awful.
Oh, poor lad.
So unfortunate. He did so well to get back that fast and make the challenge. So unlucky, wasn't it? Awful.
Under his own body weight as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
that could be a long time.
Yeah.
Could be a career ender.
Yeah, hope not.
Fibia and tibia, I heard, wasn't it?
Yeah, double break.
Oh. Amazing.
Rondon in tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, not surprised. I suppose it's worth mentioning the transfer situation, guys. We touched on Tosin, but now the Sanchez deal has concluded. Oh, yeah. I've just gained rather more attractive draft fantasy asset.
Oh, you lucky lad.
Very clever play, Jay.
That's another reason why I've been pissing around with fringe players, is because he's one of my strongest assets and he's been out of action for a few weeks. So now he comes in.
So draft aside, where you've basically just got a fantastic free transfer, but in FPL we're going to have to make a conscious decision to bring in Sanchez.
Yeah.
So is he worth it in the United lineup? And how does that affect Lingard? How does it affect Pogba?
Well, I would have thought it would affect Lingard more than it would affect Pogba.
Yeah, but Pogba play a more withdrawn role as a result of that?
Yeah, quite possibly. We'll have to wait and see. Is it one to watch, do you think?
I think so. I think it might be one for watch it for a couple of weeks and then play it with your wild card if you've still got it left.
He's expensive, isn't he? I mean, people that are willing to stake that money now.
11.7.
Yeah, if he performs well, then it's money well spent. But I personally, I'm not convinced that it's going to be an immediate success. I think it'll take a bit of time. But
yeah, well, he's currently only in 2.9% of sides in the FPL game.
And I should imagine a good percentage of those are passive players who haven't realised.
Yeah, quite possibly so. Just to quickly look at their fixtures, they're away at Spurs this weekend.
Mm.
Then they've got Huddersfield and Newcastle. So maybe see how he beds into the side for the Spurs game. Think about bringing him in for the Huddersfield home game.
Very good.
A quick related question, if I may, related to Man United and something I saw on Twitter as I've been there this week. People seem to absolutely fucking hate Jesse Lingard. Any insights?
He's a bit of a twat, isn't he?
Is he? Is that what it is? He's just a bit of a bell end. I've never seen the fellow before. I saw a couple of videos and I thought, oh yeah, you do strike me as a bit of a knob. But
he's a notorious football twat.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Lingard is, I just noticed, Lingard is the number one most transferred out player.
Since Sanchez has joined, nice.
Perhaps that would point to everyone agreeing with what we've said about him being the one to suffer most obviously. Yeah. All right then, guys. Well, I think that's probably about us for this week. As I say, we are intending to do a preview show, but am I right in saying it hinges on whether the rugby game you're due to referee is snowed off or not, Steve?
We have to pray for rain or snow here in Scotland on Sunday, I think.
Okay, and then you'll get your preview show. Otherwise, we may have to miss a week and come back to it because the next round of Premier League games, of course, is Tuesday and Wednesday. And other than that, I guess it just remains for us to hope that all our players come through the cup games unscathed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Good luck, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. All right, guys, most enjoyable as always, and I'll speak to you next week.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cue the music.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.